Hi there. Welcome to Laughter and Libations. I'm Shawnil, and this is podcast episode number 4. In this episode, I want to ask you a question. It's just one little question. It's the same question I asked myself yesterday, and frankly, I'm still a bit out of sorts over my own answer. I'll share my answer, how I feel about it, and what I plan to do about it. But first, let's focus on you. Question. How many times did you laugh today? Now, how did that hit you? Even as the question formed and bubbled up inside me, I knew I couldn't immediately answer it. It wasn't an asked and answered kind of thing. I hadn't thought about it before the moment the question occurred to me. But you may be a person that can answer it easily. If you can, great. Hold that thought. If you're having trouble as I did, allow me to help. I think the easiest thing to do is to go back to the very beginning of your day. Mentally take yourself there. Go back to when you first opened your eyes, then walk slowly through your day. I don't know if your day began in the morning, midday, evening, or night. It doesn't matter. You simply need to start from the beginning and take note of each time you laughed. All laughs count. Laughing silently within, you know, when no one else knows, but you know you're laughing, that counts. Laughing quietly to yourself. And that might be something that someone would notice if they were looking at you or very close to you. That counts. Laughing with someone else, of course, counts. And laughing loudly to fill up an entire space, you know that counts. All laughs count. While you walk through your day and add up the number of times you laughed, that gives me a few moments to take a couple of sips of this sparkling white wine. You keep counting, and I'll be back shortly. Okay, time's up. I'm back. What's your number? How do you feel about it? Does it make sense to you? Now hold on to those answers, record them somewhere immediately, and listen to this. My answers are as follows. I laughed 5 times yesterday. I feel confused about it. And no, it doesn't make any sense to me. The number doesn't align with what I think I know about myself. Isn't that something? Here I am thinking I'm a happy person, a joyful person. I have problems and challenges just like everyone else. My life is full. I'm a granddaughter, daughter, niece, cousin, sister, aunt, mother, wife, friend, neighbor, leader, writer, speaker, artist, engineer. My roles and responsibilities seem endless, but I experience some level of joy in each role and area of my life. So this brings me back to my answer to the question. I'm trying not to judge it, but really, laughing 5 times in a day seems like too little. I want more. I want more laughter. I believe more laughter would be good for me, and perhaps it would be good for you too. I realize it's especially difficult right now, particularly with the global pandemic and related events happening all around us. You know, these are big things. They're really big things. And I know, you know, from my perspective, it feels like we're just little points in this vast universe filled with unknowns and uncertainty. And it can be scary. But I choose joy. So why is there so little laughter in my life? Where did the laughter go? When did laughter leave my life? Was laughter ever really there? I just don't really know. So I did the next best thing. I asked my parents. I asked my parents what I was like as a child. I specifically asked if I laughed easily. I also asked them to describe my temperament. My mother said, and I quote, "I had a very even temperament as a child." She said, "A person could make me laugh, but I tended to be serious even when I was very young." My dad said, and I quote again, "I was measured." He said, "I was a relatively serious young person. I played like other children, but I had an almost purposeful way of doing things. Wow. Well, okay, their answer suggests that I never really was the laughing kind of person. I'm going to go ahead and conclude that laughter probably never really came easily to me. And I feel really confident saying that laughing only 5 times in a day is a strong indicator that laughter does not come easily to me today. I really want to change that. Since I'm convinced that increasing laughter can increase joy, I'm compelled to change that 5 into something, I don't know, it's got to be higher than that. It needs to be more substantial than that. And the engineer in me says, wait for more data and information and let's develop a detailed plan of action before setting a goal. But I'm not going to do that. I will resist doing that. Instead, I'm going to do what feels right. I think I can double the number within a month. That's my first goal. What's your first goal? Don't think too hard about it. Just do what feels right. Pick a number, record it somewhere, and let's explore a few actions we can take. The ideas that come to me are things that depend on you knowing what you find funny. And if you know this, I think it should be relatively easy. Things on my list are watch a show you find funny, listen to a podcast you find funny, read a magazine, a book, a comic, a blog, you know, something, some material that you find funny. And if you dare, ask Alexa, Siri, Google, Bixby, or for that matter, ask anybody you know to tell you a joke. Maybe you'll laugh at that. I think the 2 things that will help us are noticing what makes you laugh and then focusing on taking intentional actions every day. I really think it's that simple. It's about increasing self-awareness and taking intentional actions every day. So let's start. Thank you for listening in. We've set our first goal and we've got some work to do. I'd love it if you'd share your goal, ideas for actions, and ask any questions that you have. Just head over to laughterandlibations.com. And you'll see options to communicate directly with me. You can use email or you can use social media. I'm on Instagram and Twitter. Until the next time, find what makes you laugh, and joy will find you.